Arjansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The one reason Mitch Trubisky might not turn pro. This is Arjansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Most mock NFL boards have Mitch Trubisky as the first quarterback chosen in the 2017 draft in February. Bleacher Report has him the number one overall pick by the Cleveland Browns, for whom number 10 might actually like to play, being an Ohio kid and all. In the ACC this season, Trubisky had the highest quarterback rating over so-called Heisman Trophy candidates Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. He had the highest completion percentage, the fewest interceptions, second most TD passes, and second most total yards passing. Yet Monday, Trubisky was named third team All-ACC. Ha! Wouldn't it be something if Trubisky was drafted higher than Watson and Jackson, because he is much more of a prototype NFL passer, 6'3", 225 pounds with a rocketball arm, and also a great touch from the shotgun. He has until January 16th to declare he is leaving school after his fourth academic year at UNC, but only one fall as a full-time starter. That last fact is the one reason Mitch might opt to return as a fifth-year senior after redshirting as a freshman. Despite his gaudy numbers, Trubisky has had only that one full season playing college quarterback in real time, with the chance to look at all the different defenses that can be thrown at him. Yet far fewer than everything he will see, beginning with the NFL Combine, after he turns pro. How many hotshot first-round quarterbacks get second chances if they flame out with their original teams? Young QBs these days start earlier than they ever have. Some make it, like Dallas's Dak Prescott. Some go back to the bench for more seasoning, and some wind up released or traded. The one chance and done is the only reason Trubisky might return for a second full season of college ball. When he does enter the NFL, he wants to be ready and confident that he can adjust to the big leagues. And watching what defenses throw at him as a returning Tar Heel might not get him drafted any higher, just more prepared when he does get there. The money is one thing. Earning it over a long career is another. This is Arjansky. See you.